سورة الفاتحة. بسم الله
محمد وآله الطاهرين. صلوات محمد وآل محمد.
الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل صلاة محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
وعجل فعلهم. Don't forget to say وعجل فعلهم. Again, second صلاة الله. Muslims of all over the world, that God informed them, and all Muslims, remember that the name of your prophet is in Torah. The name of your prophet is in Old Testament. The name of your prophet is in Injil. The name of your prophet is in New Testament. And as I told you last night, that not only Bible, not only Old Testament and New Testament, you can also find the name of Holy Prophet in Hindu's books, in the books of Sikhs, in the books of all godly religions. Allahu Akbar. And this is the miracle of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that we can find his name in most of the godly religions books.
Yesterday, as you remember, I recited some verses from Injil, New Testament, John 16, in which Jesus informed his followers, his nation, that it is better for you that I go away, and after me there will be a helper who will come for your help, and his name is Faralid. He will convince the world, he will not speak on his own authority. This was summary of last night. But today, as I promise you, I will recite some verses from Tawrat, from Old Testament. In English we say Old Testament, and we Muslims say At-Tawrat. Now we can find the name of Holy Prophet, the Sifat, the attributes of Prophet also in Tawrat. But do you know in Injil, what did they do? Because Faralid, our Prophet's name, as I told you last night, they removed Faralid. They say we want to translate Faralid, so they changed it by Holy Ghost. And I proved last night that Holy Ghost could not be Faralid, because Holy Ghost is somebody else and Faralid is another personality. But in this Torah, in Old Testament, God did not took any name. God did not take the name of the Prophet. Rather, he informed us about his attributes. God is talking with his Prophet Musa. And God is informing Musa, Ya Musa, O Musa, O Moses, I will send them a prophet from among their own nation like you. Allahu Akbar. It's a very lovely sentence. Allah is saying to Musa, O Musa, I will send a prophet after you, and the prophet will be like you. Allahu Akbar. Now who is this prophet who is like Musa? Do you know, we Muslims say that the prophet who is being mentioned in this verse, the chapter is Deuteronomy, the number of chapters 18, the number of verses also 18, you can go and search and look this verse, even today you can find this verse, oh Musa, I'll send them a prophet from among the own nation like you. But we Muslims say this prophet who is being mentioned in Deuteronomy 18 is our prophet Muhammad. And do you know, the Christians say that no, the prophet who's been mentioned in these verses, Deuteronomy 18, verse number 18, is Hazrat Isa, is Prophet Jesus. We say, "Qulatu Qur'anukum in kuntum sadiqin." If you have proofs, if you can prove it, it's okay, no problem. You bring your proofs, we will bring our proofs. And you know what do they say? They say that, do you know, God said, "O Musa, there will be a prophet after you." So who came after Musa? Who came after Musa? Hazrat Isa. Hazrat Isa came after Musa. So the prophet who's been mentioned in this verse is Hazrat Isa. But we say, you know, one talil, one proof is not enough. We, alhamdulillah, have more than 10, 12 dala'il and proofs, not only from our book, from Christianity, from Judaism, from Islam, from Shia Sunni books, which proves that this prophet who is being mentioned in Deuteronomy 18, verse number 18, is our prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The proofs, inshallah. The first one is from Holy Quran.
Surah Al-Muzammil, verse number 15. God said, "Inna arsalna ilaykum rasulan shahidan alaykum kama arsalna ila fir'aun rasula." Allahu Akbar. God is saying, "O Muslims, I sent Muhammad, peace be upon him, to you, and I sent Musa to Fir'aun." Oh, Allahu Akbar, what a good proof. But do you know the problem here? This is from Holy Quran. We, all Muslims, we accept Holy Quran, but Christians, they don't accept Holy Quran. Now, devil said, bring a proof from our books, bring a proof from Christianity, bring a proof from Bible, from Old Testament, from New Testament. Now, come on, let's go and pay attention. I need your attention. Look, the first proof, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Isa, his birth was miraculous. You want to prove that the prophet who's being mentioned in Deuteronomy 18 is not Isa, rather he's our prophet. Now listen, Hazrat Isa's birth was miraculous. He was born without father. But Hazrat Musa, his birth was ordinary. And our prophet's birth was ordinary. He was born by a father and a mother. Allahu Akbar. The second proof, Hazrat Musa never get married. He was bachelor. In all of his life, he never married. He never was married. But Hazrat Musa, he got married. And our prophet also, he got married. Allahu Akbar. This is the second proof. The third proof, nowhere in all of the world, you never and never and never can find grave of Hazrat Isa. Because we all Muslims believe, and even some Christians believe, that Hazrat Isa is alive. And he will come when Imam Al-Mahdi Ajjalallahu Ta'ala for the Sharif. The grave of Hazrat Musa and also the grave of our Prophet. Allahu Akbar. There is a verse in Bible in which Hazrat Isa, Prophet Jesus himself, is saying, "Don't think that I have come to do away with the laws of Moses." What does this mean? Hazrat Isa is saying, "Don't think that I have come with new Islamic laws. Don't think that I have come with new godly laws. Rather, I am one of the followers of Hazrat Musa. Don't think that I have come to do away with the laws of Moses." But Hazrat Musa came with new godly laws, and our prophet also came with new shariat, with new godly laws. Allahu Akbar. Look, there are many proofs, several proofs. Do you want more? So again, a loud salat. Do you know Hazrat Musa left his country, he migrated from his country because of operation of, because of cruelty of Pharaoh, Fir'aun. And here our prophet also left his country, Makkah, because of cruelty of unbelievers of Makkah. Allahu Akbar. Do you know Hazrat Musa had one daughter, and here our prophet also had one daughter. There Hazrat Musa had a cousin, his name was Harun, and here our prophet had a cousin, his name is Ali ibn Abi Talib. There the cousin of Prophet Musa, Hazrat Harun, he got married with his daughter. And here the cousin of Imam Ali, the cousin of Prophet Imam Ali alayhi salam, he got married with the daughter of Prophet Bibi Fatimatu Zahra salamullahi alayha. And there God Almighty gave three sons to Harun. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave three sons to Ali from Fatima. The names of sons of Harun in Bible is Shabbar, Shabir, and Mushabbar. If we translate Shabbar from Hebrew to Arabic, it means Hassan. If we translate Shabir, it means Hussein. And we, if we translate Mushabbar, it means Nusayn. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And do you know
according to the one of the verses of Holy Quran, Harun akhlufni qawmi, Hazrat Musa appointed his cousin Harun as a Khalifa after him. But do you know, most of the people did not accept him as a Khalifa of Hazrat Musa. And similarly, if you look, by the order of God, Prophet said, God said, Ya ayyuha Rasul, balligh ma unzil alayk. By the order of God, Prophet appointed Ali ibn Abi Talib as a Khalifa after him. But most of the people did not accept him as a first Khalifa. And do you know, very interesting point, that one of the wives of Hazrat Musa, after Hazrat Musa passed away, she came and she fought with one of his successors. And similarly, in the star Islamic history, we see that one of the wives of Prophet, she fought with one of his successors, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And do you know, this is a very interesting point, that Hazrat Musa had 12 successors. Allahu Akbar. It is proven from Bible. We have a verse in Holy Quran, 12 Nateeba, that Hazrat Musa, he had 12 successors. And if you look in Islamic history, that our Prophet also, he has 12 successors. There, the first successor of Hazrat Harun is his cousin. Hazrat Musa's first successor is Hazrat Harun, his cousin. And here, the first successor of Prophet is his cousin, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. And there, the last successor of Hazrat Musa is Hazrat Isa, who is alive and who is to become. And here in Islam, the last successor of Holy Prophet is Imam al-Mahdi, who is alive and who is to become. Successor of our Prophet. The first successor is cousin Harun. The last successor, who is alive, Isa. The first successor, Ali. And the last successor, Imam Al-Mahdi. Ajallahu ta'ala fi al-Mustafa. We can prove, if we just think for a while, and now if you go and give these proofs to Christians, no, definitely, you won't accept it, because the proofs are not only from our books, they are also from their books. You know, from Christianity, from Judaism, from Bible, we have proof that the Prophet who has been mentioned in Deuteronomy 18, he is not Isa, he is not Jesus, rather he is our Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. God said something more. What did he say? The first thing he said, Musa, there will be a prophet after you, and he will be like you. And after that, God said, Musa, the prophet is going to come after you. He has some attributes. As you remember, we said in Injil, in New Testament, that the prophet has some attributes. And here also, Allah said to Musa, Ya Musa, the prophet who's like you, the prophet is going to come after you. He will say what I will command to him. He will never say anything from his own. I mean, the same attribute last night you heard in New Testament, he will not speak on his own authority. And same attribute in Old Testament, he will say what I will command to him. And same attribute in Holy Quran, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَىٰ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُحَىٰ صَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدُ عَلِ مُحَمَّدُ. MashaAllah, children are doing salawat more than you. Their sound is loudly. You are. Again, second salawat. Allah! And I told you, many verses in Bible, in Old Testament, New Testament. And inshallah, tomorrow I will recite the name of Imam Ali from Bible. As I told you, there are more than 25 to 30 verses in only Bible, New Testament, Old Testament, and Sam, and they have been mentioned the name of
our Imam, the commander of faithful, the leader of paradise, Allahu Akbar, Ali ibn Abi Talib, inshallah, those people who will come tomorrow, they will listen to Fazail of Imam Ali from Holy Bible, Salat al-Muhammad al-Muhammad.
اللهم كل وليك الحجة بن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى بعض في هذه الساعة وفي كل الساعة طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم